first of all, that the minister himself didn't turn up for the debate, and it was the junior minister that took the debate. But there was no guarantee that any of the four schools that I was raising last night, and have been raising for quite a while, and there's been campaigns within the school and the board of management and indeed the students themselves trying to ascertain their rights in relation to this. But no guarantee that they will be given JISH status. What he has said is that by the first quarter of 2018, which is before the end of March, that all schools will be reassessed at that stage, but no commitment, even if they're seen to be within JISH, when they will be actually put within JISH. So it's disappointing. We made it very clear last night to the minister that when you look at Garda Hark, when you look at Ranafas, when you look at Meathnajay, and when you look at Pobblescotgiddor, all four schools are in deprived areas. Indeed, if you look at Garda Hark, the deprivation in that community has actually increased over the last 5 years. And we also then have the information that was released through the media from a Freedom of Information that 257 schools met the criteria for JISH but weren't actually allocated the JISH status because of a penny pension within the department. And we're looking for clarity from the minister and the department whether the four schools I mentioned were those schools that were deprived that status.
And earlier you did say that the minister had spoken about if criteria were to change that the programme would be reviewed, and then following the Pobble HP Deprivation Index, which showed a number of areas in Donegal were among the poorest in the country. Do you feel this needs to be done without delay?
Well, you can see it very clearly. It's there to be seen by anybody. You don't need the department, a full department, to tell you this. The maps are there. If you look at Garda Hark, for example, the level of deprivation in 2016 exceeds quite significantly the level of deprivation into 2011. So in my view, there was never a justification for that school not to be in JISH, but there is clearly no justification at this point in time. And I don't understand why it's going to take the minister another 4 months to look at the criteria again and still not given us any commitment after that 4 months whether that school and indeed the others will be put into the status. As I made the point to him last night, every single other primary school in that parish has got JISH status. When the children go from Garda Hark National School, which doesn't have JISH, to the secondary school within the parish, they are deemed disadvantaged. It doesn't make sense. The same with Pobblescotgiddor. Every single primary school, every feeder school to that secondary school is deemed disadvantaged, but the secondary school is not. Again, it doesn't make any sense. There's been no transparency here, and there's no serious questions given the information that has been released over the last 2 to 3 days that there has been 257 schools that met the criteria. And my view is that the four schools that I mentioned last night to the minister are within those 257.